The Third Letter of John. The elder brother to Gaius the Beloved, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that you would prosper in all areas of life and be in good health in the same way that your soul prospers through being transformed. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of your faithfulness to the truth, even as you walk in truth. I don't have any greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, you do a faithful work in whatever you do for those who are brethren, even when they are strangers to you. These have testified about your love towards them before the gathering of the called out ones. You do the right thing to help them along on their journey in a way which is worthy of God, because they have gone out for the sake of the name, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to welcome such brothers, so that we may be fellow workers for the truth. I wrote some things to the gathering of the called out ones, but Diotrephes, who is ambitious to be seen as the leader among them, doesn't receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call attention to the things which he does, which include spreading malicious rumors about us, and not being satisfied with this evil. He doesn't receive the brethren who come from other places, and those who are willing to receive them he prohibits. And if they disobey him, he throws them out of the gathering of the called out ones. Beloved, don't imitate what is evil, but imitate that which is good. He who does good is of God. He who practices evil has not seen God. Demetrius has a good testimony from all men, and of the truth itself. Yes, we also testify concerning him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have many things to write to you, but I am unwilling to write them to you with pen and ink. But I hope to see you soon, and then we will speak face to face. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends by name. This is the end of the third letter of John, and also the end of the book of 3 John.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.